Oh boy, subject, my husband is secretly a priest. Dear Stephen Shirley, I recently found out that my husband is secretly a priest. I've known my husband for 8 years, and we've been married for 5 years. I have a son from a previous marriage, and we have a daughter together. During our dating period, I found a baggie full of communion hosts at his house, and that's when my husband told me he used to be a priest. I trusted him and did not ask many questions at the time. To date a man that was once a minister was not an issue to me. Through the years, I saw letters addressed to Father Blank, or I'd get phone calls for Father Blank. My husband has always dismissed these as just people who knew him when he was a priest. I eventually found out he was conducting an online relationship with a woman from his country of Ghana, Africa. While conducting one of those female private eye searches that Steve talks about, I found some documents and photos of him dressed as a priest, and that made me question whether or not he had officially returned to the layman community, which would make an ex-priest or nun free to marry. I contacted the order he belonged to within the Catholic Church and found out that he was still officially a priest. And when he went home to his country earlier this year, he performed priestly duties within his village. They showed me pictures, and it was him. Basically, my husband has been keeping our daughter and me a secret while presenting himself in Africa as a priest. When I confronted him, he would not say one word. I do not know what to do. I am so torn and have so many emotions and thoughts running through my head. Church officials are urging me to stay with him, but how do you stay with a man who has committed this level of deception? I feel like I don't know him and wonder what else he has lied about. Give me your thoughts, please. Thank you from a secret wife.
Wow.
This is really something.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I mean, you know, I understand exactly how you feel. It's a very touchy subject, first of all, because someone's religion is involved here. But this letter is also about a marriage, your marriage. And you are married to a priest. I mean, like you said, you didn't know that initially. But I understand, again, you being very upset, because you have been lied to. You have been deceived. I didn't even think a Catholic priest could get married. Yeah. You know, so this is crazy. I mean, he has been deceitful. He's been deceitful to the church, to the people, in his priesthood. He's been deceitful all the way around. And you do have a lot to think about. You really, really do. And you ask the question, how do you stay married to a man who has committed this level of deception? You have been extremely deceived. You know, you got to talk to your husband about this, though. You have to talk to him about this. When you asked him initially, he told you he used to be a priest. So you have to make a decision here. He's lying to you. He has been deceitful. What do you do in that instance? Do you want to stay married to a man like this? You know, those questions you have to answer, and only you can answer those. Steve?
Okay. The reason it sounds like I'm on the phone, y'all, is because I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Because they are drilling under my studio so hard. I had to come into an auxiliary office up here in Chicago and call in so y'all don't have to hear this drilling. So that's what's happening. Here's this woman, and Shirley, I'm going to have to say this. I do not agree with almost anything you've said.
Okay.
First of all,
that's okay.
I'm going to start the letter by saying this. All men will lie at one time about something. Statement number two, all women will lie sometime about something. Are we clear on this?
No, that's real talk.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, here's where I started trying to follow the letter. I found a bag full of communion hosts at his house. I don't know what that is. What is that?
Aren't those the little cups that you take?
A host is a person.
No. Yeah. What are they?
That you take, where you take communion.
What are they?
The wafers and the drink, yeah.
Oh, that threw me off right there. I thought she had found a bag full of people. You know, I thought
host you and your nephew, both of them.
The crackers.
I thought people who was there to help you. Okay, it's a wafer. Okay, well, here, you found a
like
bag full of crackers.
Hostess?
Well, put that in the letter there. I found a bag full of crackers. Who don't eat crackers?
You know
Steve,
what?
Really?
I keep a box of saltine at my house just in case my stomach is upset.
I cannot.
He told me.
Let him go.
Okay, here we go. He told me he used to be a priest. I trusted him and didn't ask many questions at the time. Okay, used to be a priest, is a priest. There is the lie. Okay, but I'm finna show you something. Then she said, I began eventually found out he was conducting online relationship with a woman from his country in Ghana, Africa. That's not her real concern right here. Her concern is she done found out that the man is really a priest.
Yeah.
But now I want you to understand what's happened here. So this might not be as bad a lie as you think. He lied to you so he could marry you and be clear to have you by saying, I used to be a priest. You said him being a priest, a former priest, was not a problem for you. He lied to the people at his village in Africa so he could continue to be a priest and have them. Here is a man who is simply trying to have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what's really in his mind, how he's playing this out. You ain't got to like it. But here's a man who wants to honor his commitment back in Africa to help people. But then he lied to you because he really wanted a wife and kids.
Well, then he can't be a priest.
But yeah, see, Charlie, don't. But then, hold up. He can't be a priest, but the church officials then told the lady, don't leave him. See, I want y'all to understand something. Catholic Church, Pentecostal Church, Baptist Church. Preachers is not always doing what preachers supposed to do.
They're human.
Yeah, we get that part of it, Steve, but all the lies and the deceit.
It ain't but one lie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.